Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is Common Nutrition Questions, Part 1. I recently asked some people close to me some questions they had about nutrition, and then I also combined some questions I had from clients in recent discussions with people, and I thought that would make a neat podcast in a sense where we can cover kind of a broad array of topics, give some quick but good answers, and it'll give us more variety to the podcast itself, and that might be a fun, kind of fresh approach. And I labeled this part one because if this does go well, I'll probably make a couple future commonly titled ones, so part two, part three, and such, so it'll be easier for me to find when looking back over this information. So the first question we have is, do I have to follow a strict diet? And the person was asking in the sense to where, in order for me to get results, do I have to be perfect? And the answer is no. You absolutely do not have to be perfect with your diet. So, and also, perfect is not reasonable. It's not achievable in any way. So I have had clients where we'll do a contest prep, and they were as perfect as any human being is going to get in the sense where they didn't cheat on their diet. But if they were supposed to have meals, say, every 3 hours, you know, did they eat it exactly at the 3 hour mark, or was it 3 hours and 30 minutes, or did they miss one meal a day and had to eat, you know, 5 hour gap rather than a 3 hour gap? There's probably small mistakes like that. But again, that means they weren't perfect. So is perfection necessary? No, because it's not even possible. So no human being on the planet has ever been perfect when you look at to the every possible single detail. So, but you do have to follow it pretty darn well if you want good results. So I have a chart I've talked about before in past podcasts where I have people track their meals. And let's say they're having 5 meals a day, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and some small snacks. And they do that 7 days a week, that's 35 meals in a week. If they make 32 out of 35 right, they're going to get great results, everything we would expect. If they get 30 out of 35 right, they get okay results. And if they get 28 or less right, we really don't get much results. So they don't go backwards, you know, if they get 28 right. But they're also not making really good forward momentum or forward progress either. So that's kind of a rule of thumb you can think of is if you make a mistake a day, so that would be 7 mistakes in a week. That would put you at 28 out of 35. A mistake a day doesn't move you ahead, but it doesn't ruin everything. It doesn't mean you're, you know, you might as well just abandon your entire diet and just eat a bunch of Ho-Hos and Oreos. So if you make a mistake a day, that's not something where you want to live with. You don't want to stay there, but don't abandon everything and give up hope. So everybody makes mistakes. It's okay. It's common. But try your best to eat well. And what we define as a mistake in those kind of tracking, the 35 meal kind of thing, is whether they ate the right types of foods. If they missed a meal, that's a mistake, or if they ate wrong food, that's a mistake. We don't even track whether the meal's, you know, a half hour late or an hour early or anything like that. So we do track if they eat an extra meal, that's of course a mistake, just as much as missing a meal is a mistake. So those are kind of like the mistakes we're talking about. Isn't necessarily timing as much as it is whether they had the food or not. So that's going to be a bigger kind of faux pas. And say somebody was able to perfect that, then all of a sudden we'd get into the timing details and see if we can get better there. So do you have to follow a strict diet to get results? In other words, do you have to be perfect? No, because it's not even humanly possible. But you have to do pretty good. So you want to aim for, say, 30 out of 35 to make pretty good progress, 32 out of 35 to be perfect, in a sense of like making the best progress possible. So I'm not a math wizard, but whatever percentage 30 of 35 is, so for you math people out there, you can do that in your head. But that's kind of the percentage or the rate of adherence that you would look for in order to make sure you're making some progress, but maybe you're able to still live your life and enjoy like date nights and stuff like that, or social events. So that's question one. Question two and kind of question three are together. Is it was, are carbs bad for you is one question, and then how many carbs should I have in a day was the other kind of carb-based question. And are carbs bad for you? No, carbs are energy, they're fuel. They are something our body can burn to go ahead and have the energy and fuel needed to do our daily activities. So carbs are not bad for you. Eating too many carbs is bad for you. But so is eating too much fat or too much protein or too much of anything. Heck, drinking too much water can be bad for your health. So anything in excess is probably not a great thing, but also anything too few that is necessary is a bad thing. So are carbs bad for you? No, they're not. So carbs are a good, healthy source of fuel when used correctly. So when they're eaten at appropriate times for your activity level and your activity style, and when they're eaten in the appropriate amounts. So that leads into how many carbs should I have in a day, or how much carbs is enough, or how much carbs is correct. And that's all determined by your body size, your activity level, and kind of your current condition. So if you're, you know, already pretty fit, you're going to be able to eat more carbs than somebody who's overweight, because you're going to have a little bit different goals. Your body's going to process the carbs differently. So podcast number 21 goes into really deep detail about carbohydrates. So if you want to learn more specifics about carbohydrates, go listen to podcast number 21. So are carbs bad for you? No, they're a really good source of energy when you're more active. So when you're highly active and you're busy throughout the day, eating carbs are great. It gives you the body the fuel now, and you can burn it off and make sure you use it well, so that way it doesn't convert over to body fat. And the next question we had was how much protein is enough. Again, it depends on the person, your activity level, whether you exercise with weights, whether you don't. There's a whole bunch of stuff. So podcast number 33 goes into detail. So about 20-minute podcast, detail about protein. So how much protein is enough? Generally, if you're not weight training, 0.6 to 0.8 grams per pound of body weight. Okay? So you can figure out the math there. So if I weighed 100 pounds, I would eat 60 to 80 grams. If you weigh 200 pounds, you'd eat 120 to 160 grams. So, and again, it depends on the person, it depends on body size, and depends on whether you're lifting weights. But generally, that's the span would be for including kind of all people, obviously without like a kidney disease or some kind of, you know, protein-related condition, is going to be 0.6 to 1 gram per pound of body weight. So that's going to be a decent range somewhere in there. But if you want more details, go listen to podcast number 33. How much fat is too much? That question implies that fat might be bad for you. And fat is just as bad for you as overeating protein would be, or overeating carbs is. So fat does a lot of good things in our body. It helps our body with hormones. It helps kind of grow our hair and our skin and our nails. It helps some good things. So fat is a good thing, good healthy fats. So how much you should have, again, is independent. So there is no wonderful, amazing answer that everybody should eat X number of grams, so, or X amount of fat. Everybody's a little bit different. So podcast number 29 goes into deeper detail with that. So those are kind of like our podcast for people who would ask specific nutrient questions. So if you asked about carbohydrates, that's podcast 21. Protein is podcast 33. Fat is podcast 29. So if you want more details on there, go listen to those. So how much fat is too much? There really isn't a too much. And as long as you're balancing your calories, you're burning off the calories that you're eating, you know, you're able to achieve your goals in terms of like weight loss or healthy weight gain or muscle performance or, you know, general body performance, sport performance. As long as you're reaching your goals, probably what you're eating is okay. Now, if you're eating a diet like, say, you know, 60% fat and 40% protein and no carbohydrates, no, that is not healthy. So you need to have a balance between the nutrients. So, and we've talked about in podcast number 41, I believe, called Diet Right, What Matters Most. We talked about the importance of a balance of nutrients. So the next question we had was, what is one quick, easy tip to improve my eating habits and help improve my blood sugar? So we've actually talked about that in a past podcast as well. And one of the best tips for that, for controlling blood sugar, is to pair your nutrients together. So you don't want to eat sugar all by itself. So what that can do is that causes blood sugar to spike, and you'll have like a huge energy rush, but then a huge energy crash. So in podcast number 53, we talked in more detail about how to control blood sugar by pairing foods together. So anytime you have sugar, you want to also eat some type of protein with it. And that helps. That's one of the healthiest ways to do it, where you can help blunt the extreme of the sugar response, and that'll help control your blood sugar. So that's one quick, easy tip to improve eating habits and help improve blood sugar, is to not eat sugars by themselves. So that's, like we said, if you pair sugars, like again, that kind of helps control the blood sugar spikes, but it also helps lower cravings. So people tend to get more cravings when they eat sugar by itself because your body kind of likes sugar. It spikes and it goes into the body really quick. The body didn't have to work very hard to break that food down. It really liked it. So it's going to send more and more signals to get more of that. And then also having a bunch of sugar at one time causes an energy crash once that sugar is burned off really quickly. So that's one quick tip to just feel better throughout the day, is to always pair your sugar food items with other foods. And again, podcast number 53 goes into more detail about that. And then the last question we have for this podcast was, I follow a diet that has portion sizes, but I don't always have what I need to measure my food. So basically what they're saying there is, how do I know what my portion sizes are if I can't measure my food? So if I'm out at a restaurant, you know, I can't break out like a one cup measuring cup out of my purse and kind of measure out my sweet potatoes or something like that. So how do you kind of judge that? And some quick tips you have is 3 to 4 ounces, and it depends on male versus females, but in general, for most normal sized human beings, 3 to 4 ounces is going to be the size of your palm. So if you were to look at your hand, cut off your thumb and your fingers, and you were to eat your palm's worth of, like, say, a meat, that's about 3 to 4 ounces. So bigger guys, they might be more like 5 ounces. Small girls might be closer to 3. But that's a general rough estimate, is when you eat meat as part of a healthy, balanced meal, where you have meals beforehand, you have meals afterwards, it's just a normal daily meal, your meat serving should be about the size of your palm. So again, that's not your whole hand, don't include your fingers and your thumb, but your palm. That is a good kind of measurement for meat servings in a single meal. And then for carbohydrates or vegetables or things that you want to keep to about a cup, you would want to think of about the size of your fist or the size of a tennis ball. So about the size of a tennis ball, about the size of your fist. And again, if you're a smaller lady, it's going to be a smaller amount. If you're a big guy, it's going to be a bigger fist. But in general, the size of a fist or the size of a tennis ball is going to be about a cup's worth of carbohydrates if you're eating that and trying to control that. So a cup's worth of vegetables, for example. So that's kind of a quick tip on how to eyeball your portion sizes. So the palm of your hand is about 3 to 4 ounces. If you take your hand, cut off the fingers and thumb. And about the size of a tennis ball is about a cup. So if you go to a restaurant and you're supposed to have, you know, lean meat and a carb source, then you would have meat about the size of your palm, and you'd have a carb source about the size of a tennis ball. So those are some quick questions. Well, hopefully you guys like this kind of format where it's a little bit of like kind of quick tips or quick hit on some questions. If you do like it, send us some questions. Okay, our email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. Send us some questions that you would like the answer to, and I'll make sure I answer them. And if they're a good, cool question, I'll maybe take a little bit longer and do a full 20-minute podcast on it. But if you just want a quick answer, just let me know that, and I'll include it in one of these quicker kind of nutrition question podcast. So hopefully this was helpful. If you like it, like I said, let me know and we'll try to make more of these. So you can find more information from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, reach out to us. This podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.